written and produced by Alonzo Dean Cole. Join old Nancy and Satan, her wise black cat.
Hannah, I'm 13 year old, I'll be today.
Yes, sir.
Hannah, I'm 13 year old. That's right, Satan. Tell folks to out their lights so we can get right down to business. Now draw up to the fire and gaze into the embers. Gaze into them deep, and soon you'll be with us in old Kentucky. Thou amongst the mountains, folk knows how to hate, and thou hate no law except the gun. A yarn about a feud is what they're telling you tonight. The feud between the green waves and the morrow. We've been killing one another for 100 years. We call this story to the title of A Happy Ending. A happy ending.
Hey, you know. Put him there on the bed.
Yes, sir.
You women folks press your crime. It's my man being brung home to it, not yours. And it's only time for tears when the one of children is 6 feet under the earth. But your ma shot my neighbor for it.
Here's what you, root ma.
Tall skin, did?
No, but Nathan's still living when we found him. Got time to shoot root me before he died.
Yes, Nate pistol, Miss Greenway. It was laying at his side.
He's fully loaded, not a cottage fire. Which means he never had a chance.
No, we noticed that. The sheriff's after Luke right now.
Yes. They swim to the Greenway calling from the law.
But there's so many miles, there ain't no Greenway left that you and Clint.
Two cents enough. Put Foster, when you drive to town, when you have the station agent telegraph my son, you know what to do in the last.
Yes, what do you want I should put in the telegram?
Yes, sir. They killed your pastor. Bring your gun.
Clint's been away from these hills 5 years, Mr. Greenway. The city and his school and mayor changed.
The Greenway never changes for a mother, if she turns.
Hi there. You old darky man,
yes.
Come here.
Yes.
Coming right now. Yeah, we started coming. We see you all get off the train. Yeah, you're the first passenger for this here water tank, and I on too,
man. You all get off your
purpose,
sir.
I reckon I did, Uncle. Can you all tell me where I can hire a car, a horse, take me up in the hills?
Whereabouts in the hills y'all want to go?
Why, up for the Gap.
Ain't no place around here to hide nothing, sir. If y'all want to go to the Gap, then you have to walk.
I was sort of afraid of that. Well, just thought I'd ask. Good day.
Yo, wait a minute, boys, white man. I hear a car coming. Maybe somebody give you a lift part way.
Lord, it's Matthew. Miss Bessie in the river. She'll take you within 2 miles of the Gap.
Sure she will. Oh, Miss Bessie.
Oh, wait. I can't ask the woman.
You'll be glad to do it. Oh, Miss Bessie. Miss Bessie.
Yeah,
this here city man, Miss Bessie.
He just got off at the train.
He want to go to the Gap.
Stranger, glad to
take you here
as a few.
Well, it's mighty kind of you, miss, but I really can't.
Sure, that's a neighborly thing to do. Throw your grip back in the bag and sit here in front of me.
You both will throw your baggage,
sir. I'm certainly much obliged to you, miss.
Not sure. So you got a gun case there. You all come to these hills for hunting?
Yes, sir. I've come here for Hustle.
Got your bags in, boss.
Oh, much obliged. Here.
Thank you, boss.
Yeah, he's much obliged to you.
Bye, boss, Uncle Lee.
Bye, Benny.
But we ain't never seen no folks around here with city clothes like him.
Why, he want to go to the gas? No.
Huh?
That's where the Greenway cabin is. They say Clint Greenway's coming home.
Lord, this. Clint Greenway's who that white man is. He's been away 5 years. We didn't know him.
Come to hurt the man who killed his traffic.
Good Lord of mercy. And we just sent him in that car with Miss Beth Morrow.
I'm certainly much glad for all your kindness.
Not
at all.
Sorry, I can't drive you right
the
way you're going.
I reckon no car can go any further past that ridge. There's not much of a road from there on to the gap.
How do you know that? I thought you was a stranger to these hills.
Well, I have friends who told me things about it.
You're a funny fella. Most men I know like to talk about themselves. You ain't said a word about who you are, what to do in the 2 hours we've been driving.
Well, maybe I've been waiting for you to talk about yourself.
So these here roads are so bad, if I got talking and thinking about anything else except driving, we'd be over the side of a cliff by this time.
This cliff we're on the edge of now is sure dandy.
Stay down 300 feet from the roof up there. See the view beautiful,
Ed? Sure is.
You ain't looking at the view, you looking at me.
I wasn't thinking.
you're blushing. Actually blushing. I'm used to men looking at me, but I never seen one turn red before when I spoke about it. I'm good looking, ain't I?
You're very beautiful.
You're awful nice. Honey, sweet guy.
Sweet guy?
Uh-huh. You ain't been around girls much, have you?
Well, I ain't never had very much time.
I knew it. You ain't spoiled. How old are you?
22.
That's so?
Uh-huh.
I'm 19.
That's so?
Uh-huh. Last mistake. Well, here we are at the ridge.
Yeah. This is where I'll have to get out and leave you. I kind of hate to.
I kind of hate to have you.
Those of us, though, we don't go the same way from here on.
No. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, too. Well, much obliged for the lift.
Hey, you must be hungry after this long ride. I am. I got a little snack in the back. If you ain't in a hurry, we could sit down and have a picnic.
Oh, I'm in no hurry, and I'm terrible hungry.
Let me set off this motor, then. Now, you sit in the back and find a lunch. Here it is, right beside the gun.
I found it here.
Yeah, give it to me. I'll unwrap it careful and use the paper for a tablecloth.
There's a good place to spread it.
Yeah. Ain't this really a beautiful spot? I come here often. It's so romantic out
here. Well, it has a romantic history. This here is Lover's Leap.
How do you know folks call it Lover's Leap?
Well, friends have told.
Seems I'm friendly. You ought to have told you a lot about these, didn't you?
Well, everybody's heard about Lover's Leap on account of the legend.
You mean the story told about it?
Yeah, about the Indian boy and girl 300 years ago. Jumped from its edge and was killed upon the rocks below.
Well, they killed themselves because they loved each other. And the folks tried to keep them apart.
Yes.
They said around here they both can't see a tear gas for sundown. It's awful bad luck to see them, because the only tear to them was approaching death.
I've heard that.
A sad story, ain't it? How much stories better when they have a happy ending?
So do I. So it's where the lovers get married at the end.
Yes, and live happy ever after. I want to be like that.
So do I.
Well, you do about a lot of things, too.
Uh-huh. I'm glad.
So am I. I even started to unwrap this one. Yeah, let's go down. The gun case bumping around on these sandwiches has been doing any good, but I reckon... What do you think, Mr. Fancy?
Guess it'll sound sort of foolish. It's only a few hours since I met you for the first time, yet I was thinking it seems as though I'd known you always.
Was it? never think the same about you.
I'm glad.
So am I.
You seem to come often to this ridge, and can I see you here again sometime?
I come here most every day around sunset.
I'll be here every day around sunset.
I'll it's crazy us talking out like this and making things. Why, we don't even know each other's names.
That's so. I heard the doctors back there call you Miss Bess, and well, the rest of your name just didn't seem to match.
You can call me Bess if you want.
I'd like to. Bess.
I haven't heard no part of your name yet.
I didn't introduce myself on purpose when we met, because I don't want certain folks to know I'm a new kid. Bess. I hope you'll forgive me for lying to you. No friend told me about these mountains. I was born here. My mother's cabin's at the gap. But there, what's the matter?
You're Bruce Greenway.
Yes. But what's that got...
I might have known.
Beth, what's the matter? Beth, come back here. Wait.
Take your hands off me. I might have known we never could be friends.
Oh, but why can't we? Tell me, what's the matter?
Nothing. Except my name is Mara.
Mara.
I thought that was it, let me go. Well, Hank Mara's daughter. His brother, my Uncle Luke, is the man your Mara's accusing of having killed Capaci. My blood kin's the reason you come back to these hills and brought a gun. Goodbye, mister. I reckon neither one of us will keep that appointment to meet on this ridge around sunset.
Wait, don't go.
The quicker I'll go, the better. Nothing can change the Mara's and the Green Ridge by each other, Mr.
Yeah, something can change it. Something has changed me. I can't bear to think I won't see you anymore. I can't hate you. I gotta know you don't hate me.
Let me go.
No. Doctor, you say we'll meet again as friends. Oh, I don't care whether I've known you 2 hours or 2 years. I don't care what your name is, Beth. Yeah, I couldn't help myself. I don't know what's happened to me. Beth, I think I love you.
I think I love you.
Yeah.
But we can't. How can I stand between us? We'll be just like them Indian lovers.
No, we won't. For us, there's going to be a happy ending.
Come see me and Satan next time I have a birthday. And we'll tell you about that happy ending.